Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. In Mishnah Bet, we learn about children who set aside some fruit for a special treat for themselves for Shabbos. Tinokos shetamnu te'inim l'Shabbos. They took some figs, and they buried them, right? That's how they used to store fruit to keep it cool, didn't have refrigeration. And so they buried some figs, presumably, again, under loose soil, otherwise you wouldn't be able to take it out on Shabbos, with the stem sticking out, whatever. But even whether they did it properly or not, they buried these figs to save them for Shabbos. The shachachu l'asran, and they forgot to take trumas ha'maisos before they buried them. So the Mishnah says, lo yochlu l'motzai Shabbos ad she'asru. You can't eat them on Shabbos because trumas ha'maisos weren't taken, and also potentially because they're buried and you can't dig them up. But even motzai Shabbos, you cannot eat the Achil Sarai anymore because Shabbos has been Koveya. We know that Shabbos is Koveya. And in this case, since they were intended and set aside for Shabbos, they are Kavuim L'maestros, and they can only be Achil Sarai. The Chiddush here is that this was done by kids, and the Machshava of kids' intentions usually don't matter in Halacha. However, since there was an action that went along with their intention, an action of a kid who takes an action that goes along with an intention, it sometimes does matter. And in this case, their burying of the fruits shows that they've set it aside. It's not just that they thought, hey, let's set this aside for Shabbos. Now, if an adult does something similar, kalkala Shabbos, what if I put aside some fruit in a basket for Shabbos? So I have my Shabbos fruit basket, and I put it aside, and I put stuff in it. So now I have a bunch of fruit, and it's only Wednesday, but I've put fruit there for Shabbos. So the question that we're about to deal with, and Beisham and Beisil have machokes, is, what about before Shabbos? Can I take a fruit out of that before Shabbos? We know Shabbos is Koveya, but it's not Shabbos yet. So Beis Shammai Potrin. Beis Shammai says it's not Shabbos. Shabbos is Koveya. You put it in the basket, but that doesn't mean anything because it's not Shabbos. It's not Koveya. However, Beis Hillel Mechayvin. Beis Hillel said no. The basket is for Shabbos. You put it aside for Shabbos, and having put it aside for Shabbos in this basket, that already is Koveya, even though Shabbos has not yet arrived. And therefore, even though it's just Thursday, you still can't eat these fruits, Achila Sarai, because they are Koveya immediately as soon as they enter the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af halokin sakal kol l'shloch chavero lo yochal ad she'aser. Rabbi Yehuda actually extends the idea of Beis Hillel, and he says it's more than just Shabbos. If you set aside fruit in a basket to send to a friend, then basically you have put this stuff aside. You've attached a certain importance to it, and you intend not to touch it again. Right? It's going to the friend's house, and therefore that is basically koveya, and you're done with it. If you're done with it, and you set it aside with some importance to it, Rabbi Yehuda says, that is then koveya, and you can no longer change your mind and take some of that fruit and eat it, achilas sarai, without taking trumas and maestros.